Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Got all kinds of delays tonight. Hello, everybody. You're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, once a month we have Dr. Connie McNeil come on to do her show about angels. And we're really excited to have her on. And lots of adjustments into the beginning of the new year, but generally you can find her on the first Thursday of the month. We had to adjust it a little bit this month. But make sure to go and check out her website at drconniesays.com. And with that, Dr. Connie, are you there?
I am here. Thank you, Mark. Good evening, everyone. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, is it like snowing up that way?
No, it's in the mid-30s. Sunday we're going to be in the mid-40s, which is going to feel like springtime. It's been a very mild, knock on wood, been a very mild winter so far. So we're good.
Yeah, it's actually been getting pretty cold down here, too, and I'm way down here in near Orlando, Florida, and it's definitely been very different down here. We've had some mornings where I get up, and it's probably about 38, which is very, very cold for Florida. Florida normally doesn't go that low. So we have these really weird situations where you run the air conditioning during the day, and at the night, you have to run the heat. So just a really weird situation. But
yeah, I've actually been down there when they've had the pots burning in the orchards because it's gotten so cold. So, yeah, it's not unusual to get really pretty nippy in Florida. So.
Yeah, generally we like to rub it in and say, well, you know, it got really cold yesterday. It was actually 72, so...
Yeah, you little smarmy people down there.
Yeah, but we can go the other way, too. I mean, you come down here in July, you know, June, July, August, and even Floridians stay indoors and don't do anything because it's like, you know, 98 degrees and 100% humidity. So
it's a
double-edged sword. So, all right, to you, Dr. Connie.
All righty. Thanks, Mark. Good evening, everyone. I want to wish everyone a happy new year and declare for all of us that this is the year for significant change in our lifestyle and in our belief and what we manifest. And my challenge for you at the beginning of this year is to take hold of that deep desire of your heart. And if you have buried it or put it on a shelf or have been afraid to really even look at and acknowledge what that deep desire is, I'm going to challenge you to take that off the shelf, to dust it off, to put it out in the open, so that you can begin to do what your heart says toward making this the year where you take strides toward making your heart's desire manifest. And if you don't know what your heart's desire is, it's very simple because it's that thing that you really, really want. It's the thing that brings you happiness and joy and fulfillment. And it's the people, the places, the things that create for you a heaven on earth. And it's part of your destiny. It's part of the reason that you were born. It's part of the reason you exist is to have a destiny, and the desires of our heart were put there by the choice that we made as we came into this life. the things that we wanted to accomplish. The desires of our heart are the things that help make our destiny what it is, wonderful, beautiful, personal. I've been a psychologist for a lot of years, and I have spent thousands and thousands and thousands of hours with thousands of patients, clients, who talk about everything that they can't do and why they can't do it. And it seems to be almost epidemic that we have this deep desire and have a belief that, yeah, it's possible that it can happen. But then talk ourselves out of how we can make that happen. And as the piece by Marianne Williamson, it's not so much that we're afraid we're going to fail, it's that we're afraid we're going to succeed. And there's an inner war within us. Part of us is invested in having the desire of our heart and seeing it manifest. And part of us is fearful of the changes in our life, even though they're good changes. The changes of what might happen if we were to get the desire, the things we would have to do to make our dreams come true. There's several reasons why we would think that the desire of our heart may never happen. And this could be a job, it could be a relationship, it could be several things. It could be health, a reuniting the family. It could be one or more of those things. And just to kind of jump off here, but God has promised us in the Bible that he would give us the desires of our heart, the righteous desires of our heart. So if the desire of your heart is to, you know, have calamity fall on somebody, well, obviously that's not the desire that is going to be honored by God and the angels. But if this is a righteous desire, and by righteous I mean it builds you up, it builds other people up, it moves you forward, it helps you feel good, that kind of a desire. Not only did God say he would give us desires of our heart, but he said he would never go back on a promise. So you can pretty much bet that if you have a desire to start your own business, be married, have children, however, whatever that is for you, that if you stay in faith and you stay believing and you stay with an optimistic attitude and spirit, that it's quite possible that you will see your desires manifest. For some of us, we don't feel like that our desires will ever come because we feel we're overlooked. We feel that our family or our workplace or other people don't recognize the gifts and talents that we have. Even though we may be really good at what we do, it just doesn't seem to be good enough. And we don't seem to shine as bright as, you know, the next guy. And I found a story in the Bible, and tonight's going to be several stories that I have found. But I found a story that kind of is an example of what a lot of us feel, where we just feel like that we're overlooked, and we feel like that we're not important. and we feel like we don't have enough to contribute. And we feel like that the desire that we have is so much more than we would be able to tackle. So in the Old Testament, the prophet Samuel was, God told him that King Saul was coming to the end of his reign, and that Samuel was to go to the house of Jesse, and there he would find the next king, and he was supposed to anoint the king. So he goes to Jesse's house, and Jesse has 8 sons. So he walks up to the oldest son. They're all lined up there in order. Goes up to the first son, and he's thinking, well, this is easy. This guy definitely is going to be the next king. He's tall. He's good looking. He's got broad shoulders. He just looks like a king. And you know, Samuel's excited because he's thinking, I'm going to be home in time for supper. This is so easy. So he goes to anoint the oldest son. God said that's not the one. He goes to the second son. Nope, that's not the one. Goes to the third son. That's not the one either. Goes down to 7 of the sons, and none of them is the king. So he asked Jesse, do you have any other sons? And Jesse said, well, yeah, I have my youngest son, but he's out in the middle of the pasture watching the sheep. We'll go get him. So here in walks David. And lo and behold, small, little, insignificant, young, out in the middle of the sheep pasture, David has been anointed the king. And the angels and the universe make it very clear that there is a thing for us to do. There is a destiny for us to do. And I don't care if you're sweeping floors. I don't care if you're out in the middle of the sheep pasture. I don't care if you're, you know, sweeping, if you're stocking shelves at Walmart. I don't care what you're doing. When your time comes, you will be put in the place that you need to be to make your desires come to fruition. If you stay in a place of positive thoughts, of knowing that it's going to happen when the time is right, of knowing that the universe has placed within you the things that you need to succeed in your heart's desire. And that the angels walk with you on a daily basis and speak to you in the quietness, in that small voice, in your intuition, about daily choices to make that move you closer to aligning yourself and creating that space for yourself where you're just doing your thing to the best of your ability, with all of the conscious effort and the, you know, the very best that you can. And when the time is right, you will be anointed just as David was anointed. So in your present situation is a place of preparation, because a couple of things that David did was, one time he fought a bear, one time he fought a lion, he defeated those two animals. And that gave him the courage when he went up to face Goliath. Those are the two things he remembered that gave him the courage of knowing that God was with David out in the field, that he would also be with David on the battlefield as he faced Goliath. So there's a preparation time. God isn't just putting you in the corner. The angels aren't just you know, off working with somebody else, and you're just kind of being left there until somebody remembers, oh yeah, we got this guy over here in Walmart, you know. There's a timing, and the things that are going on with you now is part of your preparation for having the desire of your heart, even if it doesn't look like it. It's all part of the cosmic plan. So there is a for those of us who think that we're being overlooked, or that we're not as you know, we don't look on the outside as prepared and capable as other people around us. Never underestimate, child of the universe, that you are, and the hidden talents or the things that you will be able to do once you reach the place that that the universe needs you to be in order to be propelled into a higher place. For some people, we feel like that we just don't have the there's something about us that for example, we don't look right, or we don't sound right, or we don't we have physical things that are going on with us. It's very, most people know that when God called Moses to go before Pharaoh, Moses said, I can't talk to him because I'm slow in speech. And what a lot of people believe is that he stuttered. And he wanted Aaron, you know, Moses wanted Aaron, his brother, to speak. And Moses, God said, no, I want you to do it, and I will speak through you. But Moses went before Pharaoh, and he did not have eloquent speech. The kind of speech you would think you were going to have if you were to go before the leader of the world at the time. There in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul had, and the Bible does not say what his affliction was, but he asked three times if God would remove his affliction, and God said no each time, because there's sometimes God wants us to work in an area that we have to overcome. We may not get the healing, but being in the God will still work in and through us and maybe we will not be completely healed. When I was growing up, there was a woman who was a swimmer, and she dove into a lake and hit her head on a rock, broke her neck, was in a wheelchair, and she was more effective, and she drew, she was paralyzed completely, but she put the pencil in her mouth, and she made these beautiful pencil drawings. She was more effective as in the wheelchair than she would have been as an able-bodied woman. Christopher Reeve did more for spinal cord injury research because he remained in a wheelchair than he ever would have done had God touched him where he could rise up and walk. So if you find yourself in a physical situation, that physical situation is part of the plan. Will God heal you? Maybe. But he may not. But that does not mean that you will not reach places that you never thought you would go, even in the midst of being in a wheelchair or being having a condition. So for those of us who think that we will never see the desires of our heart, we will never have that business or that relationship or the healing or whatever, God will use us because we chose to come into this life carrying a certain amount of burden for the good of us as well as the good of the world. So just because you have an illness, will God heal you? Maybe, but he may not. But he'll use you in the context of the illness that you have to reach places and people that you would not have been able to touch otherwise. Some people are very fearful, and they feel that because they were too afraid to rise up to the occasion, that the opportunity has passed for them to have their moment, to have their heart's desire. I always thought it was very interesting in the Old Testament, Gideon, who ended up being a warrior and freed the Israelites from several armies that were after them. These armies were coming into the Israelites area and taking their crops. So what Gideon did is he went down into the bottom of a well and he's threshing the wheat in the well so that they can, you know, make the bread and do what they do with the other parts of the wheat. And he's hiding down there. He's afraid of the army. He's afraid of what they're going to do. So he's down in the bottom of this well. The angel comes and says, you know, Gideon, you need to get up. You need to get out of the well because you are a mighty warrior and God's going to use you to defeat the army. And Gideon was kind of shocked and he said, well, in all the clans, in the families, my family is the least of all the clans and I am the least in my family. So we've come to the very bottom of the totem pole here with Gideon. But again, it doesn't matter where you are in the hierarchy. You have been chosen and selected to fulfill your destiny, whatever it is. And God will find you. The angels know where you are, and they will come find you, whether you're in the bottom of a well just trying to get by and threshing your wheat, or whether you're in a sheep pasture. Moses was out in the wilderness in the, you know, the back of the mountains when God approached him. So it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you feel like your station is. It doesn't matter if you're afraid. And Gideon, when God speaks, when it's time to move, the shift is immediate. The shift is there. The shift is the anointing is there. 1 second you're in the middle of a sheep pasture, and the next second you've just been anointed the next king. It happens that fast. If you stay in faith and you stay in a positive frame of mind, and you know that it's going to happen, that's how quickly things change. For Peter in the New Testament, he was so afraid of the army that had come to take Jesus. He was so afraid for his own life. He was so afraid for his own safety that he actually lied 3 times when they asked, "Do you know Jesus?" He lied 3 times and said, "I don't know who this man is." This is the man that he's traveled with for 3 years, that he has been intimate with, that he's seen the miracles of Jesus. He's seen Jesus suffer. He was one of the disciples when Jesus needed to be alone, and he would call the 3 favorite disciples. Peter was one of those disciples. And he had just boasted to Jesus the day before that he'd die for him. And Jesus said, no, you won't. Before the morning comes, you're going to have denied me three times. So this is not a perfect journey. This is not a journey. Peter was so human. He could be angry and he could be short-tongued and he ended up being a very great man in his destiny because he stayed, even though he was fearful and he felt like he failed. He got back up and kept going. And wherever you are on your journey, if you feel like that you have not been good enough, or you feel like you've done everything wrong and you can't make a right decision and opportunities come and you just can't seem to connect all your dots. You can remember these people that have gone before us, who have been examples for us of imperfection. And speaking of the mercy of God, one of the stories that I find the most, that has the most mercy in it. We've all made mistakes, and if we could go back and do something again, we would not make these mistakes. And sometimes we feel like that we have done something and it is so bad. We feel like that we will never be able, that we don't even have a right to expect the universe to provide for us and to open up opportunities for us to have, to meet our destiny. So going back to David, he goes from being a young man, a boy in the fields with the sheep, to being the king. And he's up on his rooftop, sees this woman taking a bath over the next few houses over, and everything in him knows to turn around, go back inside and, you know, leave this woman be, but he couldn't, and he let temptation get hold of him. He brings the woman over. They have an affair. He finds out that she is the wife of one of his generals. He moves this woman's wife, Bathsheba's husband, up to the front lines, which he was. And then David ended up marrying her. The universe is so merciful. And if we stay in faith, of which both David and Bathsheba admitted they're wrong, that she actually, Bathsheba and David, gave birth to the next king. Solomon is their son. So when we think that we have done something that is so bad and is so wrong, and it is so unforgivable, whether it's something that we did or whether it's something that somebody else did, that there is the angels and the universe and universal spirit, is there is a mercy in that. There is a mercy that we don't deserve some of the really beautiful things that happen. They didn't deserve to be happy and in love and have a child that was going to be the next king. And Solomon was one of the wisest kings ever to rule. And that's all because of the mercy and the alignment of our destiny when we know that we have done something that is not right, and we realign ourselves with doing the right thing. So, Mark, do you want to come in and... Hello?
Yeah.
There you are.
All right, everybody. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio with Dr. Connie McNeil. She is on once a month on Spiritual Connections. You can find out more about this show and other shows by going to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. If you'd like to call in for a reading, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. Make sure to check out Dr. Connie's website at drconniesays.com. All yours.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Okay, so we've talked about feeling like we're overlooked. We've talked about physical ailments. We've talked about being in fear and making decisions out of fear. We've talked about people who have done unspeakable things that even result in the death of people, and still the alignment of the universe when we choose to live in the rightness of what we know is right for us. And there are some times when the universe will ask us to do something and we will just flat refuse it. We just don't want to go. We don't want to do it. It could be that we just... the opportunity to have something may have opened itself up, but we don't feel ready or don't really want to do it at the time. This is what happened with Jonah. And he was, God asked him to go to a town and preach and you know, speak the word. And Jonah wasn't having any of it. He didn't want to do it. So he got on a boat and went in the other direction. Big storm comes up in the water. He's down. Everyone on the boat thinks they're going to die. They're all upset. Jonah's sound asleep. So they go wake him up. They go, how can you sleep in this storm when we're all about to die? He said, well, I'm the reason for the storm. Throw me overboard and you will live. So they threw him overboard, and the sea calmed down. A big fish came, swallowed him up. So he's down there thinking. Here he is down there in this belly of this whale. And sometimes the universe will give us an opportunity when we have made a choice. And usually the choice that goes against the universe is something that doesn't settle well with us. It's a relationship that doesn't work, or we thought this was going to be a great job and it just didn't work out, or there's something that's just, our life circumstances are not great. And sometimes there's a huge lesson in just being in a place that's not right for us, and we know it's not right. It doesn't feel right in our soul. And that's where Jonah found himself. And once he finally got it, that his choices were not bringing him what he wanted, and he asked for another chance. Again, it is when we live in a way where we seek our destiny, the universe will open opportunities for us. And what the universe could have done, what God could have done, was said, you know, you blew it. Just forget it. I'm going to find somebody else to go do it now. But if it is your thing to do, you will have an opportunity to be placed back in that particular thing. So when the fish spat out Jonah, put him on dry land, he immediately went to the town he was supposed to go to. And again, it's the intention of the universe to have us fulfill the reason that we came into this world. And Mark?
Yep, you ready?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Hey, Melissa, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hi.
Hello, Melissa. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How can we help you this evening?
I don't know if I've ever – I've had tarot card readings, but I don't think I've ever had an angel card reading.
Okay.
Great.
Well, angel cards are a little bit different in that tarot kind of has the different suits, and then it has different meanings throughout all of the different cards. But the angel cards are much more straightforward.
Okay.
So there's not as much interpretation in angel card readings as there is in a tarot deck. So
okay.
Do you have a specific question or?
No, I can it be just general, whatever comes up?
Okay. I'm shuffling the cards. Okay, there is a theme in this particular reading, and it all has to do with protection. So there is what these are. I'm using Archangel Michael cards, and Archangel Michael is the angel that talks about life purpose. He's also the protection angel. And what he's giving you is, I don't know what your situation is. It looks like it may have something to do with your home.
Okay.
But that in the situation, God is in charge of whatever's going on. The ultimate answer for you is that God is in charge. And that there's angels that surround you, your family, and your home. So that whatever's going on with you, you're protected.
Okay.
Does that make sense for you?
I don't have any issues with my home. I was thinking about moving down the road, but
well, it could be your future home too. It could be in relocating and finding the home, finding the right home.
Okay.
Did you have any other questions or concerns?
No, I'm good.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay, so I think what Michael's telling you is that ultimately the universe is going to pick the time and the place, and that in the move that, you know, your belongings are protected, everyone else's is under the angel's wings as you move, but that there's definitely a divine leading when it comes to finding your new home.
Okay.
Yes, babe, you're so welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye now.
All righty. Is it Fatima?
Yes, it is. Thank you, Mark. Hi, Dr. Connie.
Hi, how are you, dear?
Good. How are you this evening?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good. Thanks for sharing both those stories with the prophets, David and Jonah. I resonated with Jonah very much.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So that was very inspirational for me. I was like, wow. Because I do feel like as if I went off my path for a moment, but now I hope, you know, hopefully planning on getting back on track.
Right.
The question I have this evening is actually about employment, employment is a major concern right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
because I always know, you know, I know everything is temporary sometimes, and, you know, sometimes we have to have lows in order to appreciate the highs, but still that human fear keeps coming up.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. This must be a you two ladies out of a 44-card deck that I shuffled and moved around. I'm getting very close to the same message of that God is in charge of what is going to happen for you.
Okay.
Now, again, Archangel Michael is one of his duties is to help with life's purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an opportunity for you to not only pray for a job, but to pray for the job that moves you towards your life purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That God is in charge, and that there is the angels do surround you and your family and your home and your car and all of everything that has to do with finding a job and sustaining yourself, that there is a that everything is getting laid out for you.
Okay. Good. Yeah, because I know, you know, sometimes it is difficult, but out of difficulties really come, you know, better opportunities. And definitely saying, you know, finding a job that has more passion and more, that I feel more aligned with for higher purpose.
Right. And that's, for any of us, part of that transition of of aligning ourselves with our destiny is that transition of, I need to move from where I'm at because I know that's not it, to over here, that's either it or closer to it. And there's that, there's in that movement and in that shift, it's when you feel like you're, you know, you're standing on sinking ground almost. You don't know what's going to happen, and but that's where the knowing that you're here for a purpose, and that everything is everything, as long as you keep on that road, everything is lining up for you. Then it sometimes dispels the anxiety a little bit.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, because I always do call on all the angels and, you know, Archangel Michael and Raphael for protection always. You know, and again, just, you know, because the human, I guess, perspective is somewhat limited, but they could see all the different angles. And, you know, God is not limited, thank heaven. So.
Right, and that's why we have to walk in the faith and know that even though it may not look like it makes sense, that we're doing, you know, if you go with your gut and you go with your intuition, then you'll end up in the place you're supposed to be.
Yeah, thank you so much to you and your beautiful team. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am, you're so welcome.
Have a blessed evening. Thank you.
Thank you, and you do as well. Thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Hey, Dr. Cunningham, can you do a general reading for the month of January for everybody?
I could. Okay. Oops. All righty. Goal is asking us to do is to look at the situation that we're in there's aspects of the situation that we are not happy with or we wish could be different. And those are situations that we have actually created ourselves and that we have the power to make the changes in our life that we want. One of the ways to do that, actually several of the ways to do that, is being more in prayer and asking specifically for the changes that we want. Asking for guidance in how to make those changes. Another thing would be to make sure that we are thinking positively and that we have positive thoughts. You can call on Archangel Jophiel. She is the Archangel for beautiful thoughts. And if you're finding that it's just you're finding that you're stuck in a pattern of negative thinking, or this is never going to change, or gee, I really would like to reunite my family, but I know it's never going to happen kind of thinking, Archangel Jophiel can help you shift those thoughts to higher thoughts. Another thing that people need to be sensitive of for the month of January is it might be a good time to have some energy work done, whether it's Reiki, whether it's acupuncture, whether it's chiropractic, whether it's angel card readings, tarot readings, any number of things that could even be a massage. But things that are going to shift the energy, because once you get to looking at things that are not working for you and you start praying and you start having more positive thoughts and you're really focused on the universe and what the universe has for us, it's gonna shift the energy. And part of the way to move out the old energy is to do energy work. And if people will ask in their prayers, then they will be guided to the right energy healer it could be angel cards, it could be, I know that Mark does wonderful healing work because he's done it for me. I know that other people in this radio family do healings and do channeling and do all sorts of really cool stuff. So there's multiple opportunities and multiple ways that the energy can be shifted. But there's definitely, if we all got together and we all started shifting our energy in January, then the rest of the year is just going to be a real joy and a real delight, because even if we find that we're not in the place that we want to be, we know that our thoughts and our spirits are changing and aligning to a belief that it's going to happen. So that's what Michael would have for us to do. One of the things that I have started doing that's helped me is in changing some of the shows that I watch on TV, because I really like crime dramas. But some of them have gotten so graphic that it's a pull on the spirit. So I have decided to feed my mind. Just as I feed my body with healthy food, I've decided to feed my mind with healthy shows that are healthy for me, healthy books. And that seems to have raised my spirit a lot. So I would encourage you, if you to look at what you read, what you watch, even the news. Because it can be very, very, very disturbing. And a couple of movies, actually, that I would encourage you to watch or to get the book if you like to read. One is Unbroken. The movie came out Christmas Day. The book has been out for a while. Just an amazing story of forgiveness, perseverance, of God's hand in seeing somebody through a prisoner of war camp during World War II. And the other you can actually rent, and it's the movie Rudy. I'm just now finishing the book, and I saw the movie earlier, but it is the story of a lower class family, 14 kids. He's the oldest boy, graduated third from the bottom of his graduating class, had undiagnosed dyslexia, had a dream to go to not only to go to Notre Dame, but to play on the football team. And it's just a very exciting story of what the universe can do and what the universe can open up for us when we persevere and keep our goals and our dreams, alive, and what can happen. So I would encourage you to take a look at those, and it's just, I think they're either one would be a great way to start the new year. So, but it's time to shift some energy in January. It's time to recognize what you want or what's not working for you. Know that you created it. And ask the angels for help and get some energy work that is going to help you shift the energy into more positive thinking, and ask the angels specifically what to do to align your emotional being, your physical being, your spiritual being. What is it that you need to do to make those all work the best for you that they can? Let me see if I have one more thing that I did want to share real quick in these different vignettes from the Bible. But for some of you out there, you're doing the right thing. You're doing everything. You're not in fear. You're not refusing. You feel like that. That you're not being overlooked. You work through your physical, or you don't have any physical things that are going on with you. There still may be, if you stand in your faith, if you are moving forward, there's a distinct possibility that people are going to be jealous, and that people may work against you because of their jealousy or because they don't understand. So there's some of us that, as we walk in our faith and we're doing all the right stuff, in the Old Testament there were four friends. One got thrown into a lion's den, Daniel, and the other three, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, got thrown into a furnace that was so hot that when the guards tried to approach the furnace, they were killed. It was so hot. So the lesson in the story is, if you stand and do even the right stuff and people are jealous, and even you lose friendships or things happen, you may have to go through a difficult time. You may have to go through a lion's den. You may have to go through a fiery furnace. It may not be fair. It may look like it would have been easier to not work so hard on your spiritual path. But the lesson in this is that God was with them through the whole time. That the angels were there through the whole time, and that you will see to the other end, and you will be better, and people will look at you in a different way. If you are following your path. But again, sometimes following your path actually creates animosity in other people. So, with that, Mark, do you want to come back in?
Yep. So, thank you for another great show. We have you coming on in February, which is the next show. And as I always like to tell people, make sure you go out and check out our website, drconniesays.com, for all our great services and some free meditations and everything. They're up on the webpage there. And with that, we'll just say good night, and we'll see everybody next month.
Absolutely. You guys have a blessed month. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mark.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.